across Northern Lincolnshire and East Yorkshire.
This is BBC Radio Humberside.
It is 14 minutes past three now, and according to national statistics, the first Monday in February is the day when people are most likely to pull a sickie. So tomorrow, it's National Sickie Day, and, you know, although we might find this relatively humorous, there were an estimated 350,000 absences from work on the first Monday of February in the UK last year. And on the phone to me now to talk about it is the entrepreneur, HR and business owner and ex expert, David Selves. Good afternoon, David.
Lucy, hello. What's it like up in Humberside?
Do you know what? It's been utterly freezing, but it's been quite bright today.
Yeah, it's much the same in the south.
Yeah, I can't really complain, to be honest with you.
Right.
How are you?
I'm good. I mean, in Northern Ireland, they have something called Duvet Day, which is where there's an understanding with employers. I mean, this blows my mind a little bit, where there's an understanding with employers that you can ring in a few times a year and saying, I've snuggled under the duvets because I'm not feeling too good.
No way.
We've certainly not got that down here today. It's bright.
Yeah.
And, a crisp winter's day.
I like the sound of a duvet day. But, David, does it surprise you that National Sickie Day actually exists? It's a thing.
It does. And there's two things involved here, Lucy, that if we go back to Blue Monday, which was the 21st of January this year, the Blue Monday formula, which looks like a complicated thing that could put a man into space, is actually complete nonsense. It was invented by a professor commissioned by a PR company to sell holidays. But the good that came of that was that it was adopted by mental health charities and the like, to bring attention, and I've been on a lot of radio shows recently talking about mental health, and indeed have done on my own show, Faversham Natters. And to me, we're getting too many of these days, and that Blue Monday is, National Sickie Day is, it's not too good. It's National Sickie Day today, I haven't got to get up. We do know that people have genuine problems, that the end of winter, bad weather, will exaggerate. And we need to learn, primarily by talking, and somebody listening, how to approach and deal and ultimately solve these problems. But, yeah, I'm 70. Maybe I'm a little bit cynical coming from a post-war period. That I think if you create National Sickie Day, more people will take the day off than would have done.
This is it, isn't it? I mean, I've been scouring the web today, you know, just to find some of the funniest reasons why people have called in sick.
What have you got?
Oh, listen to this, right? Here's a good one. I swallowed a hot sausage last night and it burnt my throat so badly that I can't breathe today, so I can't come to work. Get this
one. Well, I found one where the guy said, sorry, I can't come to work. My dog's eating my shoes.
Brilliant. Another one.
It is something, Lucy, that we do need to be aware of. And I'm not sorry. If you've got a cold, you've got a cold. What I find funny, and having been an entrepreneur for donkey's years, I no longer employ anybody. But what I find funny to the point of gut churning and bad for other staff is when somebody rings up and says, I've got flu today, and they're back tomorrow. If you've got flu, you are not back in 24 hours. You might have a bit of a sniffle and a cold, and the answer to that is just gargle with hot milk and whiskey and drink it and get to bed, put all your clothes on and sweat it out.
Yeah, you've got to take at least 2 or 3 days off just to make it plausible.
Well, that's the problem. Now, I'll tell you a story on that, that last autumn it would have been, running up to the 11th of November, my wife and I went to the Tower of London to see the display of the ceramic poppies.
We had them in Hull, you know.
Yeah, oh, great. Mm. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. But that aside, we were in the queue, and there was this girl behind me with her friend, who they clearly just met up at that point. And she said, how are you? How are you? Oh, yeah, fine. She said, I didn't go to work today. I rang in and said I'd got the flu. So the other one said, why did you do that? She said, well, I got totally trashed last night. And the second girl said, the point I've just made. If you've got the flu, you can't go back the next day.
No.
So the first one said, oh, well, let's get trashed tonight then as well.
It's not good because, you know.
It's not good.
You're
and your listeners
your
wouldn't like you saying, oh, I've got a bit of a sniffle, I'm not turning up.
Can you imagine? But, you know, when you're pulling a sickie and you're not really ill, this is it. You're just letting down all of your work colleagues.
You're dropping your colleagues in it. That's
you're
right.
You're absolutely dropping people in it.
Yeah.
So is there anything we should do to prevent people from pulling a sickie? Can we do anything?
I'm not sure that we can. And it means they don't feel, and maybe there's a little bit we could do, don't it? It means they don't feel part of the team. But yeah, I've had some great teams in my business career. But there have been people who've not been part of them. And it's not, well, I don't believe it's been my fault, but it take me out of the equation because I'm telling the story. It's certainly not been the fault of the other members of the team. But bottom line is, not everybody's a team player.
No. So, do you know, what should we do if we have got an inkling that a colleague's pulling a sickie and they're not really ill? What should we do? Do we sprag?
Well, is that a Yorkshire word, sprag?
Oh, yeah, I should explain myself, shouldn't I, David?
That's a new one on me, sprag.
Oh, yeah, if you're telling on someone, you're spragging on them.
Ah, well, you see, we in London, where I come from, we'd say you're ratting on them.
That, yeah, exactly the same.
So a rat is the same as a sprag.
Yeah.
Right, I'll put that in my book of lessons learnt today.
Add it to your book, David, if you're a spragger.
But I think the way you do a lot of things, which is a bit of my sort of management style, is I don't like formalised meetings and discussions, and that if you're saying to somebody, and this could be a reason somebody might go sick tomorrow, if they think they've got their regular review, tension builds up in them and they get concerned. I just say, let's have a quick natter, let's have a cup of tea. You got 5 minutes? And the way I would approach somebody I thought was pulling a fast one would actually be to catch them unawares, seemingly innocently. How bad were you last Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever it was? And the way I'd encourage other staff to handle it is actually say, look, I don't want to drop you in it. You're all right. This week. Let them know that you know, but give them a way out, and just hope they've got enough basic decency not to drop their mates in it again. But then things change. I remember once having a member of staff who got signed off with depression, and I think, in fairness, it was real, it was genuine.
Well, yeah, that's not pulling a sickie, that's being genuinely
ill. No, not. But some of her work colleagues then got, words I can't use on your radio show, upset by seeing on Facebook that she was out clubbing.
Oh, no.
They said something to me, so I actually knew her father. So I rang her dad up and said, look, you know, the guys are a bit hacked off by this. And he said, oh, he said, well, I'm surprised. And his dad was younger than me, but obviously of an older generation. And he said, I couldn't believe it either. The doctor told her the best thing for depression is to go out and enjoy herself. I think, okay, let's buy into that for the purpose of debate.
Yeah.
But don't stick it on Facebook.
Yeah, don't rub people's faces in it.
Because everyone is going to say, she's pulling a fast one.
That's it. David, what will you be doing tomorrow for National Sickie Day? You having a duvet day?
No, I'm not having a duvet. I've got my radio favourites from Natters to do.
And we'll be talking about
National Sickie Day, and we'll also be talking about Sexual Abuse and Sexual Awareness Week, which it is. And you're a few hundred miles north of Scotland, north of us, Kent. If we go a few hundred miles north of you, we reach Scotland. I suspect a certain politician might get mentioned tomorrow.
Oh, we shall see what happens. David,
what are you up to tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Oh, I'm at work. I'm always
You're
at work.
Work. Good for you.
I know. I love it though. I definitely will not be pulling a sickie. But, David, it's been an absolute
you and me
pleasure.
Both, Lucy.
Thank you so, so much for your time, David.
That's a pleasure.
Speak to you soon. Take care. David Selves. And again, I've just done it. A pointless saying. Take care. That's David Selves talking about National Sickie Day, which is tomorrow. And if you're calling in sick tomorrow, we all know why. You're up to summit. And I'll be spragging.
Little girl, you look so lonesome. I see you are feeling blue. Ain't no use in staying at home. I know what you should do. Come on.